This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, December 29th. God's word to you today is in Him. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 14, verses 15 to 16, and it says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Pick up your staff and raise your hand over the sea. Divide the waters so the Israelites can walk through the middle of the sea on dry ground.'" Hallelujah. Isaiah 7 verses 2 and 4 says, "The news had come to the royal court of Judah. Syria is allied with Israel against us. So the heart of the king and his people trembled with fear. Tell him to stop worrying." God told Ahaz to stay calm before telling him how he was going to solve the problem. God will usually tell you not to worry in the face of the problem. Sometimes we say to God, "It's not easier for you to take away the problem, then I will not worry." Is that not the easier thing to do? Just take away the problem, which is causing me to worry. In case you do not know how this works, God, take away the problem, then I will not worry. Then you will know you have a child that does not worry. I will be full of faith. But that really is not faith. Sometimes, when I tell people that I have these sorts of conversations with God, they cannot comprehend it. But I actually do. I am not a very fearful person, naturally. By God's grace, not many things cause me to panic. But I have had things that have caused me to panic, as every human being would at some point in life. I have had my share of sitting on the bare floor and saying to God, "How are we going to do this one?" And he would say, "Femi, do not worry about it." Then I say, "Lord, can you please solve the problem? Then tell me not to worry. In fact, you would not need to tell me not to worry." But God does not work like that. It is in the midst of the problem that God will come to you and say, "Do not worry. He is able." Let me explain with this illustration. Some people are really gifted with cooking. When you go to their homes, aromas just hit you like waves. Let's assume that your mother is one of such. You get home super hungry and she says, "Don't worry, food is going to be ready in 5 minutes. Will you be worried about starving to death? Not at all. And it is because your mother is capable of making things happen. In fact, you are confident enough to go and play. A problem will only arise if after 5 minutes the food is still not ready. God has sent me to tell you not to worry. So be calm because of the pedigree of the person that is speaking and not because of the weight of the problem. When God tells us not to worry, He steps back and watches what we will do. When we choose not to worry, guess what happens? We are putting confidence in Him. It makes Him feel good and makes Him want to perform on our behalf. You need to deal with the fear on your inside first, then watch God deal with the trouble outside. Let us pray. Father, you are the source of my strength, my refuge, my fortress, my strong tower. I choose to keep my eyes on you, to worship and not to worry. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.